2. This can't be happening to us. Not again. This is what we ran away from. Guns and impunity. This is why we're here. Men with guns knocking at the door in the middle of the night. Kneeling, always kneeling. Watching her leave, not knowing if she was coming back. Ramsay crying for his mother, too young to understand why he gets a plastic bottle instead of a breast. Mommy will be back soon. She always came back. Always with the same look on her face. Resilience. She never talked about what they did to her. There was nothing to gain, a lot to lose. She didn't want it to change the way I looked at her. Tidir was a journalist, and a good one at that. Some pain came with the territory, but she felt guilty for making us share it. There are days when I regret not getting her to stop. Not even trying. Not many, but some. Now she's kneeling again. She's calm. She knows this. She'll do what she needs to do to protect our children.
Everyone! It seems we have a good Samaritan among us.
That voice is coming from across the window. It's louder than before. I could not make out what anyone was saying a moment ago.
You! Samaritan! Look at me!
He's banging on the window. Is he talking to me? Don't draw attention to yourself. That is what they told me. He is talking to me, standing behind the glass to my left. No one else is speaking. Deference. He must be the man in charge. He is smaller than the rest of them. There is a holstered pistol on his belt. Nothing in his hands. Everyone else is holding a weapon.
I said, look at me!
I am looking at him, but I can't hold his stare. I have to say something. He singled me out because I helped the man in the baseball cap. He saw defiance. I put my head down again. Submission. I tried to stop the bleeding. That was a mistake. I shouldn't talk. I should do nothing.
Do I look shy?
What? Don't answer that. Nothing good can come of this.
I asked you a question, Samaritan. Do I look shy to you?
I'm sorry. I don't...
Timid, shy, insecure. It's a simple question. Do I look shy?
It's a trap. I know. He knows that I know. He also knows that I have no choice but to walk into it. He is testing me. No, sir. I'm sorry.
You're sorry that I don't look shy? Never mind that. Are you in control?
In control? He wants me to panic. I can't.
Of this situation, are you in control here? Are you in charge?
No, sir.
Then who is?
You are, sir. You're in charge. He is the man in charge. He wanted me to know.
Then if I'm in control, and I don't, as you said, look timid or insecure, don't you think I would have asked if I wanted you to stop the bleeding? You, my friend, are meddling in shit that doesn't concern you.
I am not. Defiance. Stop it, idiot.
Like hell you're not.
I won't do anything else, sir. I promise.
Oh, but you will. You will if I tell you to. See, you chose to help that man. You made a decision. It wasn't yours to make, and you know it. I know you do. You look like an intelligent man.
I...
Don't interrupt me, Samaritan. You even said it. You are, sir. You're in charge. That tells me you understand the hierarchy. And yet, you made that decision for me.
Have I done this? Have I gotten myself here? There's nothing I can say. No good answer. I might die today. And I don't know if it was inevitable, or if I inched myself into it, one small mistake after the other. Don't draw attention to yourself. That is what they told me. It's too late for that. My head is spinning. Thoughts going through my mind faster than I can catch them. There's a television set in the waiting room behind the man in charge. No sound. I can't hear it through the window if there is. I see the building we're in. It's a helicopter shot. Dozens of police cars. Tactical teams. We must be on every...